Ezra's Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Lamed Aleph in Maseches Beitza. Our daf is going to continue the discussion of wood and muktzah that was touched on yesterday's daf on Lamed Aleph Beis. It will be in the context of a new Mishnah about taking wood from areas that are not considered muktzah prior to Yom Tov. That will be the topic of Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Continuing on the topic of wood, the Mishnah will then discuss on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, the cutting of wood that qualifies as wood that is muktzah machmas chisarin kis, and some of the halachos that relate to that category of those things that are valuable and have a particular usage on Shabbos or Yom Tov and can't be moved because they're muktzah for that reason. The Gemara then will discuss the halachos of slicing wood on Yom Tov, which way is acceptable and which ways are permissible. We will then have the halachos of a storage area that's full of fruits and the halachos of whether the fruits in that area are considered muktzah or not in the Mishnah halfway through Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara will discuss that it could very well be there might be differences in this regard between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on top of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. You're allowed to bring in wood if the wood was already cut off from a tree and sitting in the field, or it was gathered together, mechunas was gathered together on Erev Yom Tov, as well as a karpef. A karpef is an area that is enclosed, guarded, but is not necessarily, as described in Erevin, mukaf ledira, it's not surrounded for dwelling purposes. In all of those instances, the wood is already considered designated for human use, and thereby not muktzah for Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Ezeu karpef kosher samach lir. What qualifies as a karpef? Any enclosed area that's next to a city. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Yomer kosher nechnasen lo beposchos vafilu besochatchum b'shabbos. If you lock it up, it's an area that's designated for human use to the point that it's enclosed and locked, even if it's not great proximity, it's really not that close to the city, as long as it's within the tchum, then it will be considered a karpef, and the wood that's found inside of it is not considered muktzah. Zoktei Ligin Gemara, 5 lines in, on Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, Amr Yudam Meshmuel, Emi Vien Eitzim, Elam Emruch Nassin, Shebi Karpef. We learned that you can't bring in wood except for those that have been brought into the enclosed area in a karpef, but now our Mishnah, min a karpef, vafil min a mafuzarim. You could bring in from a karpef, but it doesn't have to be a karpef hamichunasin. It doesn't have to be that it was michunasin, that the woods were gathered together. Even if they were spread out, it would also be acceptable. Answers the Gemara, our Mishnah is following a lone opinion, Desanya. As we learn in Braisa, Amr Pshim and Allah's Loy Nechluku, Beishama and Beisil, Al Mefuzar and Shebisado is She'ein Mevin. That both Beishama and Beisil agree that if things are dispersed in a field, even though it's already in a field, it's been brought in to a field, nevertheless you can't bring them in. Va'ala Mechunasin Shebikarfef Shemevin. If it's gathered together in an enclosed area, then you could bring it in. Alma Nechluku. What's the machlokas al mafuzar and shebikarpef? If you have sticks that have been spread out in a karpef, val mechunasin shebisados, and if they're gathered together in a field, shebishami oimrim lo yavi, beisilol oimrim yavi. In such a case, then beisilol says that you could bring it in, while beishami disagrees. Now, who taught this position of Beis Hillel? That was Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who presented it that way. Otherwise, most hold that Beis Hillel is only lenient on wood that was brought together in a karpef. If it's spread out in a karpef, he would not be lenient. Hence, our Mishnah that's lenient in all cases in a karpef is only a das yachid. Amar Rava. Rava now differentiates in Hilchos Muktzah between two different categories of wood. Alei konim v'alei gefanim. These are light pieces of wood, Rashi explains. Afagav demichan filuhu umosvi. Even if you bring them together on Erev Yom Tov, kimin de imad li zeka mevarer luhu. Since if the wind comes, it will spread them apart. Mevader luhu, it will spread it apart. Kimifuzarim dami, it's considered spread apart v'asur, and then it's prohibited. V'i esnech mana me'etma alayu shapir dami. But if you placed a rack on top of it, or a utensil, so then, in such a case, it would be acceptable. In other words, then, it's considered mechunas. The Gemara continues by analyzing another part of our mission about the qualification of a karpef. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a karpef is an enclosed area that's next to the city. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if it's not next to the city, if it's an enclosed area that's locked, as long as it's pitocha tchum, it's considered a guarded area called karpef. Iboilu, hechi ka'amar kol shesamach li'ir, v'hu tislei. One way of reading the Mishnah is the following. The Mishnah is discussing that you have a karpef that's close to the ear and it has a lock. V'asra Rabbi Yosi l'meimer, Rabbi Yosi comes along to say, Kivan de isla pesecha, since it has a lock, afilu b'toch tchum Shabbos nami. Even if it's within the tchum Shabbos as well, then it would be enough to qualify as something that is considered related to the person, and therefore the objects inside of it as not moksa. Or do you read the Mishnah saying the following? Kol shesamach li'ir kivan de'islei posechas bein de'les kivan de'islei posech bein de'islei posechas bein de'lesley posechas. As long as it's close to the city, whether it has a lock or not, then that's considered a karpef. V'asa Rabbi Yosi l'memer. Then Rabbi Yosi would be coming and saying a chumra. You always need a lock, and if you don't have a lock, then then it's not considered an area that qualifies for the wood to have been considered designated for human use, and then considered mukta. So in one sentence, is Rabbi Yosef saying that as long as it has a lock, then it would be acceptable, even if it's outside the Tchum Shabbos, but he would agree that Samach Li'ir is enough? Or is Rabbi Yossi introducing a Chumra? And that is, that even if it's Samach Li'ir, as long as it does not have a lock, it would not be acceptable. Says Gemara Toshmam Dikter, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kosh, Chunasim Lebe Baseches, Vafilu Baseich Tchum Shabbos, Shmamina, Rabbi Yossi Tarti Lekula. When Rabbi Yossi says, anything that you machnas b'posachas, even if it's toch tchum, that seems to indicate that as long as it has a posachas within the tchum Shabbos, then it will be acceptable. But nowhere do we see that Rabbi Yossi always requires a lak. Shma mina, Rabbi Yossi tarti l'kula kamar, shma mina. Amar of Sala, Amar of Yirmiya, halachik Rabbi Yossi l'haka, we follow Rabbi Yossi l'kula. Gemara now continues four lines from the bottom. Emivakin eitzim, you're not allowed to split wood. Lo min hakoros, neither from beams, v'lo min hakorosh nishbara b'yomtif, and neither from a single beam that broke on yomtif. Immediately the Gemara will explain the potential isurim that are involved with splitting the wood. Ve'ein mivakin lo b'kardim, v'lo b'magera, v'lo b'magal, ela b'kofetz. And in the instance when you would be allowed to break wood, the only type of knife that you're allowed to use is a butcher's knife. The Gemara will bear out that the other knives seem as if you're doing malacha, and this knife does not project, the kopitz does not project as if you're doing malacha. The Gemara continues on top of Laman Alpha and Beis. How do you read this Mishnah? Ba'amrit Reisha, in the Reisha we said, Eimavak and Klal, that you can't split the wood at all. So how can you say in the Seifa that you could use a kofetz? There was something missing in the Mishnah, and this is how it should be read. What's missing is that the Mishnah says that if there is wood that already broke on Erev Yom Tov, so then there is no problem of muksa, and then in such a case you're allowed to split them. But when you split them, you can only use a butcher's knife and not these more advanced knives. We also learned in a braisa like this, if you have beams that hadn't been broken before Yom Tov, hadn't been designated for wood for domestic use on Yom Tov, then they're considered muktzah. The Gemara continues, we learned in our mission of Eloi Bikardom that you're not allowed to use a sickle for cutting. The Gemara now is going to have an interesting type of sickle. Amar of Chinna bar Shlema Mishmei Durav, lo shanu el benakfus shalom. If you have a utensil that has two sides with it, One side of it is like a sickle, which is a large knife, and that is a maisa uma. That cuts as a professional knife. Avo bezachar shalom. But if it has a short knife on the other side, then mutter, then it's permissible. Why? Because a short knife, it isn't a maisa uman. Asks the Gemara, pshita bekupitz tanan. That's partial. We learned that a small knife is acceptable. The kupitz is acceptable. Answers the Gemara, mao, the same I would thought, hani mili kupitz lechudei. That's only if it's a kupitz alone. Avol kardim bekupitz. But what comes to kardim and kupitz, ema, we would say, migu de haigisa aser, haigisa nami aser. Once it's prohibited to use the maisa uman side, if it's a sickle that has two sides to it, and the larger side is already aser, then I would think the smaller side is also aser. Kamash malan, the chidush Rav Chinna was teaching us is that that side is permissible as well. If it's small, despite the fact that there is a larger blade on the other side. Some learned it about in regards to Seifa. Ela bekupitz. When our Mishnah said you could only use a kupitz. Amar chinna bar shlem mishmei derav lo shanu ela bezachros shalom. That only applies by the smaller side of the kupitz. Rashi explains throughout our sugya that the zachros refers to a smaller blade. Broader is referred to as a nekeva. So, only if it's a smaller blade. Avnak v'shalo asur pshita v'lo b'kardim t'nan. It's partial. We learned that the larger blade of a kardim can't be used. Mao, the same as explains the Gemara. I would have thought, han mili kardim. Aval kupitz v'kardim. Once you have something that's both a kupitz and a kardim, ema, I would have thought, migad ha'gisa shari, ha'gisa nami shari. Then once it's permissible to use one side, which is a kupitz, then maybe even the kardim would be acceptable. So, says the Mishnah, kamash malon, as Rav Chinna is explaining the Mishnah in the name of Rav, that the kardom is always going to be aser. Finally, our daf concludes with the halachos of fruits that were in a storage area that you cannot access before Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Mayish shuhu malei peres, a house that was full of fruits. V'nifchas, and the wall was broken down. Notum mokum apchas. You're allowed to take fruits from the area where it was broken down. Explains Rashi, the chiddush is that we don't say that the fruits should be considered muktzah based on an iser. Muktzah machmas iser. Muktzah machmas iser, it refers to something that the only way you could access it is through doing an iser. So I might have thought that over here, since according to the rules of nature, the only way to access these fruits, since on Bein HaShemashos, there it was locked and there were walls that were surrounding it, the only way you'd be able to do it was with an iser. Nevertheless, it's permissible, explains Rashi, because breaking down a wall is not an Iser D'oraisa. It's not part of the prohibition min haTorah of Oel, as the Gemara will explain. Reb Meir even goes further and says, it's not that b'dieved, let's say a goy knocked down the wall, or a Yisrael wasn't aware and he did it, that one could derive fruits from benefit from the pears, are not concerned. Muktzah, Remeir says you could do this lechatchila. Asks the Gemara immediately, Amai, v'kaseiser oyla. You're doing soser. You are causing the house to break, the room to break. Amrav Nechumi bar Adam Shmuel, bavira delivni. We're talking about a very particular type of wall where there was no cement between the bricks. All you did is separate the bricks by removing one that was layered on top of the next, but there was no adhesive, there was no binder that was binding them together. Asks the Gemara, Eini v'amar of Nachman, Hani livni diyisim rebinyana sharlat tutul b'shabbos, holo v'chaz in the mizgalei shargino. The halacha is that bricks are not considered muksa because they could be used for other things, particularly mizgalei, that you could use it to sit on. Sharginu, but if they've already been set up, vaday etzinu. So then in such a case, they're certainly considered muktzah, question mark. So these things are not heter gomer. They're already considered muktzah because they were lined on top of each other to be a wall. Okay, it's not so, sir, but at least it should be muktzah. Rabbi Zeira b'yomtif amru. Rabbi Zeira answers, this halacha was said in regards to yomtif. Since you have the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv to get to the fruits, then we ignore the problem of muktzah. Avaloi b'Shabbos. It was not said in regards to Shabbos. This is a source that Simchas Yomtiv is a higher level of than Onik Shabbos. Tanya mihachi remeir amr af poches lechatchila v'notel b'yomtov amru. Avolo b'shabbos, you're allowed to take it out on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop tonight's daf a little bit early. I'm late for arriving home, and we're hoping to start the Hilchos Shemitah Chaburis tonight. So this Bezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Aleph in Maseches Beitza. Bezer Hashem will pick up with Amar Shmuel on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the Beitza.